I kept my eyes firmly closed and focused on breathing in and out in the slow, deliberate way that was supposed to make you feel better when you were stressed. One, two. Mom, Jamie repeated. I know when you're doing your yoga breathing, we're not supposed to interrupt you unless there's actual bleeding involved. Or open flames, his twin brother Josh added. But I kind of think this might qualify, Jamie went on. What's wrong? I asked. We think we found a body, Josh said. A dead body, Jamie clarified. I opened my mouth to chide them for interrupting my yoga breathing with what was obviously a bad practical joke, but I could see by their expressions that it wasn't a joke. Where? I asked. And who? Out here in the woods, Jamie said. And we have no idea who, Josh said. All we can see is the hands. One of the hands, Jamie corrected. Kind of sticking up out of the ground and maybe some fingers from the other hand. Show me, I said as I sprang to my feet. Over by that fallen log, Josh pointed. I looked across the clearing and felt the hairs rise on the back of my neck. They weren't pulling some kind of strange prank. There really were two hands poking up out of the half-rotted leaves covering the ground. Only the tips of three fingers of the left hand showed, but all five fingers of the right protruded, and even a little bit of the back of the hand. The fingers were long and slender, but twisted, contorted, and they were deadly pale.